Chazar zeh chenish masabachi cheskel shagam ravam Yehuda mesechta Shabbos daf chav ches. We mentioned earlier that Rabbi Elazar asked whether the skin of a behema tameya can become tummy as as an oil over a mace. Rav Adar Bar Ahava explains his question is that whether the tachash that was used by Moshe Rabbeinu in the making of the covering of the Mishkan on the top cover, whether if that was a non-kosher animal, that would mean that even non-kosher animal skins can be an oihel, because we learn out oil from the Mishkan. But if it was only a kosher animal, the tachash, that's why his question, then a non-kosher animal skin cannot become an oil over a mace, would not become tomei as an oil over a mace. That's his question, whether the tachash was a kosher animal or not. Rav Yosef says we can answer this from a brisa. Brisa says that only kosher animals can be used for melecha shamayim. L'chayre, melecha shamayim refers to the Mishkan. We see that only kosher animals were used for the Mishkan, which would mean that the tachash was a kosher animal, which would mean that we can't learn out from the Mishkan that non-kosher animal skins are an oil. We learn out that they can't be an oil over a mace. It would become tummy as an oil over a mace. Rabbi Abba asked if Brisa says, or that Rabbi Nechemiah says, that the tachash was like a tla ilon, which is a non-kosher animal. The Gemara says, the Brisa means it was like a tla ilon in that it was very colorful, but it was not actually like a tla ilon, because a tla ilon is a non-kosher animal, whereas a tachash may have been a kosher animal. Rava says the skin of a behemoth tameya could become tamei as an oil over a mace, because we learn that from a brisa. The brisa is the pasuk regarding tzaras. Could have just said oyer, but it says oy bior. The extra oy comes to be marba, even the skins of a behemoth tameya, that they could also become tamei from a nega. And similarly, lechayra, it could become tamei from an oil of mace as well. Maybe that's true for Negoyim, because Negoyim are more chumadik, and that they could even be metame the shesi and the air strings. We learn out from a sheretz tome, from the tuma of a sheretz, where also the pasuk says the extra word oyar, which also teaches that the behema, the skins of a behemoth may also become tome al sheretz, and we learn out tumas oil from tumas sheretz. I can ask that tumas shrotzim are sheretz matama even b'chadosha. Maybe that's why the behemoth tmeya, the aura of behemoth tmeya becomes tamei. But by a mace, which is only a kezayis, maybe it doesn't have that ability to become tamei like that. So Gemara says we have a tzadah shava from between the goyim and shrotzim, and from there we'll include also oil amase, that the behemoth tmeya, the aura of behemoth tmeya, can become tamei as oil amase as well. Rava mi Barnish asked Rav Ashi, but maybe it's because Negoyim and the Tzara Shava is that Negoyim and Shrotim are both give off Tumah when it's less than a Kezias, whereas Mace only gives off Tumah when it's a Kezias. So therefore, maybe Mace is different, that the Or Behemoth Tumah cannot become Tumah as Oil Amaze. It can't be learned out from Negoyim and from Shrotim. Rather, he says, we learn out from a Kal V'chomer from goat here. If goat here, which is not metame b'negoyim, yet it's metame as an oil ameis, so or behema tmeya, which is metame from a nega, so for sure it should be metame b'oil ameis. Now we're going to have to understand the brayse that Rav Yosef brought down before, that the only thing that is kosher, is valid from melechas shamayim, is the or behema tohira. So the Gabi, what is that taught? If not for the Mishkan, what is it taught? Mara says it was taught for tefillin. And the maskon of Sagamara means for the ritzuas of tefillin, because all the other parts of tefillin are halacha mashma sinai. And although even that the ritzuas have to be black as halacha mashma sinai, but that they have to be from a kosher animal, that is what is taught by the brisa. The Gemara though wants to know, so what is the story with that tachash, that tachash animal that we used in the mid days of Moshe? Was it a kosher animal or not? Rish Lakish said that Rav Meir would say that the tachash was a unique animal. It was a unicorn. It had a single horn coming out of its forehead. And we find that Yehuda says that the carbon of Adam Arishon, learns out from a pasuk, was also a unicorn with a single horn coming out of its forehead. So since the carbon was clearly a kosher animal, it must be that a single horn from the forehead is the sign of a kosher animal. It must be that the tachash was a kosher animal as well. Zok the Mishnah, if someone has a wick that he made out of a beged, he took a beged material and folded it into the shape of a wick, but he did not pre-light it to facilitate easier lighting. Rabbi Eliezer says it's mekabel tumah, and it may not be used for Ner Shabbos. Rabbi Akiva says it's not mekabel tumah, and it may be used for Ner Shabbos. The Gemara explains, the regard to tumah, the Machalekis says that Rabbi Eliezer says that the folding of a beged into a wick does not make it bottle from being a beged, and therefore it's still a beged and it's still mekabel tumah, as long as it's 3x3, obviously. Rabbi Akiva says that folding it is already makes it bottle mitoyras kli, and therefore it loses the status of a beged, and therefore it's no longer mekabel tumah. What's the Machalekis legabi whether or not you can use it for Ner Shabbos? Rabbi Lozor, in the name of Ishaya, and also Rabbi Adar Bar Ahava, both say that we're talking about a case where the material that was used for the wick was exactly 3x3 etzbois, exactly the size of 3x3 etzbois, and we're talking about when Friday is Yom Tov. And Sarah B'Eliezer and Sarah B'Akiva all hold of Muktza. And they also both hold of Ula, who says that you have to light with most of the wick that's coming out of the oil before you can leave it alone to let it light on its own. Rabbi Eliezer says that since even once you fold it, it still has a din of a beged, so that when you light it, that's when it becomes less than 3 by 3. That's when it loses its beged. So you're creating now, it used to be a keli. Now by you lighting it, it becomes a shivrei keli. It's a form of muksa. That's why you can't use it on a Friday, which is Yom Tov. Rabbi Akiva says when you folded it, which was done before Yom Tov, that's when already it lost the status of a beged. So the Rabbi says it's already a shivrei keli. It's not noilet. That's why you're allowed to use it now to light. It's not a problem. Now, Rav Bar Hava obviously just said this because he wanted to explain the sheetahs over here. But Rav Bar Hava, because we find that he himself actually does not hold a muktzah. So obviously, when he said that they hold a Rabbi Yehuda, he wasn't saying that he himself holds a Rabbi Yehuda. He was just trying to explain the machloekes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer. Rav says we can explain the mission is talking about a regular Friday when it's not Yom Tov. The reason Rabbi Eliezer does not allow the use of a wick unless it was pre-lit is because if it's not pre-lit, it doesn't light well. If it doesn't light well, you may come to handle the flame on Shabbos to try to make it better. Therefore, he also Rabbi Akiva says it's mutter.